time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Abner's backers, the women of Pine Ridge, were all at the county seat due to a nylon stocking rumor circulated by the opposition. And so most of the votes cast went for Ezra Seastrunk. However, Lum had one last plan. Utilizing Cedric as a shuttle service between Pine Ridge and the county seat, Lum devised a method whereby the women could vote by absentee ballot. But because of the rising waters of Cedar Creek, a washed-out bridge and broken telephone lines, no contact has been made with the county seat since Thursday. So no one knows if Cedric was able to get the ballots there in time. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. If working in a stuffy, overheated office or store sometimes causes a throbbing headache toward the end of the day, take Alka-Seltzer for prompt, pleasant relief. Just drop a tablet or two into a glass of water like this. Listen to it fizz. And then drink it. Alka-Seltzer's pain-relieving analgesic sodium acetyl salicylate is ready to go right to work because it's dissolved when you take it. And because it's guarded by valuable alkaline buffers, the analgesic loses little or no effectiveness. You see, Alka-Seltzer can give the kind of relief you want when you want it. And that isn't all. Only Miles Laboratories know the secret scientific process for compounding Alka-Seltzer. And that's why we say there's nothing quite like it. So when you need it, be sure you have it. And remember, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store talking to Ezra's campaign manager, Squire Sims.
Why, no, of course we don't concede the election, Squire.
Well, this is ridiculous, Lum. You saw the results of the election yourself. 174 votes for Ezra and only 5 for Abner.
I know that, Squire.
If that isn't a clear majority, I don't know what is.
Well, I tell you, Squire, the election ain't over official till all the absentee votes has been counted, too. Them that comes in by mail.
Well, that's what you've been saying ever since Thursday, Lum. Here it is Monday. There isn't even a single vote that's come in by mail. You can check that with the city clerk.
Well, naturally ain't come in. The mail hack ain't been able to get through. There haven't been a car or wagon that's got through to the county seat since Thursday evening. You know as well as I do about the flood.
Yeah, the bridge is washed out and everything else, far.
Yeah.
Yes, I know all that. But as far as the election is concerned...
As far as the election is concerned, it ain't over yet.
Now, listen, Lum. Our statutes give you 3 days after election to get those mail votes in. And that 3 days was up yesterday.
Yesterday was Sunday, so that don't count.
Oh, cut.
We've got till today, and you know it.
Well, Lum, from the way Cedar Creek is bursting out of its banks and rising steadily, the mail hack is never going to get through today.
Well, we'll wait and see. Fact is, the creek ain't rising no more. I heard some reports a while ago that it was going down. Some.
Well, even if the mail does get in, what assurance have you got that Abner will get enough votes to win? After all, Ezra had a tremendous lead there, you know that.
Yeah, but we're willing to take that chance.
Well, it's sheer stupidity, Lum. You can't possibly win, no matter how you look at it.
Well, all we got to say to you, Squire, is that you better hold off on that inauguration of Ezra. He can't be declared mayor till after 12 o'clock tonight. We've got to lend to beat him.
Well, all right, Lum. I still think it's a pretty narrow-minded attitude that you men are displaying, though. Not true sportsmanship. Don't expect any fair favors from Mayor Seastrunk in the future.
Mayor Seastrunk?
Paddle.
Better wait till after 12 o'clock before you make any statements like that.
I'll see you at Ezra's inauguration.
Yeah. Him and his big toe. You know what the worst part of it is, Ed?
What's that?
I'm feared he's right. I don't see how that dad-blame mail hack can get through. Leastways, not today.
No.
Try calling the county seat again.
Well, it ain't no use, Lum. A couple of telephone poles are washed out and the lines are down. You know that.
Well, keep trying anyway. It's all we can do. Maybe they got them repaired by now.
I just called less than an hour ago.
We'll call again. If you just talk to Elizabeth, we could at least find out if Cedric ever got there with the ballots in time for him to vote. Then we'd know whether we're fighting a losing battle here or not.
Yeah.
If they never got their ballots in the post office on Thursday and postmarked, they ain't no use of stalling off Squire and Esri no longer.
Well, Lom, we don't know a thing has happened to them women, even whether they're alive or not.
Well, go ahead and try the phone again.
Yeah, all right. No use, though, I don't think.
I thought sure Cedric could have figured out some way to get back by now.
Yeah, me too, if there's any way at all why you could defend her. Hello, Buford? It's me, Abner, again. Yeah, would you try to get through the county seat again, Bruce Buford? Yeah, I'll wait.
Wish Mamie hadn't went to the county seat with the rest of the women. I ain't so sure Buford knows how to run that telephone board.
Well, he ought to, Long. He did all their repair work for the last 10 or 15 years or whatever.
Yeah, I know he has, but Mamie just seemed to have a special knack for getting long-distance calls through.
Wait a minute. How's that, Buford? Oh, I see. Well, much obliged anyway. Goodbye.
Still can't get through.
No.
Well, I don't know what we can do then. It's awful just sitting here not being able to do nothing.
Well, just think how hard it is on me, Lum, not knowing whether I'm mayor of Pine Ridge or just a plain civilian again. Oh, but I never will live that down. Just getting 5 votes. Wish I'd have got 6.
6?
Yeah.
What good would that do?
Well, I don't know. 6, just sounds more than 5 somewhere or other. Oh, just wait a minute. There comes a varmint that could have made it 6 for me, too.
Huh?
Grandpappy Spears, that's making wolf clothing.
Yeah, howdy, 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 howdy.
Grandpap, you old billy goat, how you got the north to come over here when you never voted for me, I don't know.
Well, I voted for you.
Uh-huh.
I was for Ezri, but they wouldn't let me make a politic speech for him, so I swung over, bolted the party.
Well, you couldn't have. I just got 5 votes.
Well, I done it. One of them was mine.
Well, wait a minute here. Now, I know Cedric voted for me, and Grandma Masters, and Dick Huddleston, and me, and Lum. That's 5. So I don't get some, but... Just a minute. Look, me square in the eye, Lum Eddard.
What's that? Why, Abner, I voted for you.
Are you sure? Well,
of course I am. Ordin' to have to answer such a silly question.
Well, like Dogas, I'm going to demand a recount, then. I've been cheated. I'm going to have the whole election thrown out.
Now,
the whole
yourself,
thing.
Abner,
they can't do this to me, I, Dogas. I've got my rights.
Come to think of it, Abner, did you ever go down there and vote?
Why, of course I...
I don't believe you ever did.
Well, I'll be a polka-dotted possum. I forgot all about it.
It don't make no difference,
that
no way.
Me.
It all depends on whether we get them votes from the county seat here in time or not.
I'll never do me another favor as long as I live.
Close to 190 ballots are sent in there.
I'll eat everything I don't like.
You get them, that'll give you a good margin over Ezri's 174.
Well, that is if all them women voted for me.
Oh, say, speaking about them women reminds me. Old man Johnson was down to barbershop just now telling what a time them women folks has been having in there.
Old man Johnson?
Yeah.
How does he know the telephone lines are still out?
Well, he was in there at the county seat.
He was? What in the world did he want with a pair of nylon stockings?
Well, he never went in there after no stockings. He taken some hogs into the county seat last Thursday and couldn't get back on account of Cedar Creek kicking up the way it did. Never got back till late last night.
Well.
Wait a minute. How'd he get back? Is the road open again?
No, not according to him, it ain't.
Well, how'd he get back in?
Well, he unhitched his horse and rode up north a ways where the flood weren't quite so bad and swam his horse across.
Uh-oh.
Never got back till late last night.
Well, did he see Elizabeth there at the county seat, Grandpa? Did he say anything about her? Is she all right?
Yeah, he seen all of them in there.
He did?
Charity, too.
Well?
Said they's having a terrible time there.
Oh, my.
There ain't hardly no place for him to stay. They're sleeping in the hotel lobby and down at the depot and in the bus station. Any place they can find to sit there. Oh, they're a mad bunch of women.
I hope Elizabeth don't hang around that depot too much. She's always wanting to be a news booth.
Serves them right. Maybe they'll learn them a lesson. Maybe after this they won't go gallivanting all over the county every time they hear a rumor about nylon stockings.
I tried to talk them out of it, but it weren't no use.
What beats me is that most of them women never had no pair of nylon stockings in their whole lives. Bound you half of them don't even know what they're.
Well, I reckon most of them's like Elizabeth's grandpa. Since she ain't been able to get the good grade of cotton lyle stockings like she generally wears, I reckon she's anxious to get the next best.
Hey, Abner, look. What's that coming up the road?
Where?
It's Cedric's car.
Cedric's car. Oh, my goodness. Let me see, Lon.
Covered with mud from one end to the other.
That's him.
Wasn't even sure it was his till I recognized Cedric driving.
Lord me, how he can run with all that mud on it, I don't know.
I don't think he can. Looks like it's died on him. Come on, let's go on out.
Yeah, so Grandpap, answer the telephone that rang.
Yeah, I will.
Can't wait for me, Lom. Hey, Cedric, how'd you get through?
As the creek went down.
Hey, is the bridge in again? How's Elizabeth?
Did you see
Elizabeth, Cedric? How's the road?
Well, wait a minute, Abner. He can't answer but one question at a time.
Oh, are you all right, Cedric?
Yes, Mom. Oh, what a trip, boy.
How'd you get through?
Well, it wasn't easy, I'll say that.
We heard the bridge was out.
Well, it was, but the water went down enough today so they could put up a sort of a makeshift bridge out of planks and stuff.
You come across on that, huh?
Yes, Mom.
Well.
Boy, is it muddy around here.
Oh, yeah.
I got stuck about three times before ever I got through.
Well, I doggies, you made it, though, Cedric. How are the women, folks? How's Elizabeth? Where's she staying in there?
Well, let's see. She's all right, I know that.
Good.
I don't know where she's staying at, though. I've been sleeping in a furnace room at the county courthouse.
Well.
Oh, boy.
Huh.
Well, did the women ever vote? Did you get the ballot to them in time last Thursday?
Yes, Mom, just barely in time, though. I think they voted. I know some of them did.
Good for them, good.
Well, how about the mail hack? Did you happen to hear when they're aiming on trying to send the mail through?
Yes, Mom, they said they're going to try it this afternoon.
This afternoon? Hooray, I know because now I've got a chance to win, Mom.
Well, wait a minute. Do you reckon the mail hack can get it through all right, Cedric?
Yeah.
Well, if things don't get no worse out there, I guess it can. More than likely.
Well,
you to call Larry Hodgkin's liver stable and get a team of horses.
Team of horses?
Yeah, and I'll get some rope and some chef. All right, Grannies, if the mail hack can get it first, Cedar Creek, we'll see that it gets the rest of the way. Come on,
over yet. Now the race is against time and mud rather than Ezra Seastrom. So join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. You know, friends, maybe some of us don't really appreciate one of the modern helps we have for many minor common ills. Yes, I mean Alka-Seltzer. But once you try it, I know you'll appreciate Alka-Seltzer when, for instance, acid indigestion comes along to make you feel uncomfortable. That's when you'll want Alka-Seltzer's relief. It makes a sparkling, refreshing solution which helps you feel better fast. Alka-Seltzer helps soothe an upset, jittery stomach, helps sweeten an acid stomach, helps neutralize excess gastric acidity, and its analgesic can relieve the headache that so often accompanies an upset stomach. Now, you can get Alka-Seltzer's fast relief in any drugstore. Just ask your druggist for a large package today. And then when acid indigestion comes along, be wise, alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. And remember, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more.